The name of the winning house is Finesco. From the outside, it looks a lot like an old school diner. The walls are made of dimpled sheet metal, and a solid bank of windows runs the length of one side. But appearance is about where the resemblance ends. In all other respects, the house is the antithesis of old school.
We really took an in-depth look at aerodynamics.
That was architect Nacho Santiago. He designed Finesco with two other architects from Madrid, Spain. He says the biggest factor the team considered was how to make use of the famous Aleutian wind.
The turbines are oriented so they make use of the building's curves. They take advantage of the aerodynamics of the structure. But they'll look like a solid line, like a metal cylinder. It'll fit right in with the sheet metal walls of the building.
Santiago says unlike normal wind turbines, these so-called microturbines are fairly quiet. They'll be the primary source of electricity for the house, with geothermal energy providing heating and power backup. Between the two alternative energies, in theory, the house should be able to operate completely off the grid. And that's in keeping with one of the main goals of the competition, to lower utility bills. Most communities in the Aleutians rely on expensive diesel fuel for power. When Aleutian Housing Authority Director Dan Duane conceived of the competition, he was looking for ways to eliminate that cost. And he hopes he's found it.
We have something that's well beyond conceptual, but is not construction ready.
Duane says the next step is actually getting a construction team together to sit down with Santiago and his colleagues and start hashing out the details. Of course, he anticipates some challenges ahead.
There's a language barrier there, as well as, you know, just other barriers being, you know, from a foreign country. So that's going to be a challenge in terms of trying to complete that process and end up with construction-ready blueprints.
But he's optimistic about the end result. He says he really didn't like the Finesco design at first, but now...
fond of it, for lack of a better word, I guess.
Duane says he thinks the house is really well-suited to the windy, wet environment of the Aleutians. But he adds that Finesco isn't the only design he's going to be drawing on for ideas. More than 100 teams submitted entries to the competition.
I'm leaving my options open. I'm looking at some other aspects of other entries.
In fact, Duane is considering building test homes of two or three different designs to see what works best.
Well, while the competition is focused on Atka, I also intend to build one in King Cove and Sand Point. And we may build the same one in all three, or we may build a couple different models. We may build the first place in one community and the second place in another community, one of the other two, or maybe two of one and one of the other. But we're planning to do three right now.
He says eventually the goal is to develop a design that can work for the entire region.
You know, this isn't a one-off endeavor. We want a model that's replicable.
Duane isn't wasting any time getting started. He wants to start laying foundations as early as this fall and hopes the first buildings will be done sometime next year. Before that, though, he faces another challenge, getting people used to more generic housing, on board with the idea of living in avant-garde diners. His argument?
You know, you always have to be trying to do something better, and that's what we're trying to do.
Of course, if that doesn't work, the idea of never getting another utility bill again might work as a selling point, too. Reporting in Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.